Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time, if I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list. It was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters, and welcome to another episode of Fueled by Faith. I'm your host, M. Vermeer, and I'm so excited to bring you guys the word today. As I plan for these podcasts, I let Holy Spirit lead. What do these women need to hear? What can we fuel you with today? And what is the Lord really trying to get through to His female Christian leaders for them to go and overflow in the spaces that you will be in, the atmospheres that you are called to shift today? And so today we're going to talk about checking the gauge. I talked about this before on social media, so this might fall on your ears as nothing new, or maybe you hear something quite different than we've had time to explain to you before. So when God gave Fueled by Faith to me, of course, I'm thinking fuel, gas, all the things, as you can see in our logo, which I did not create, a dear friend of mine created, there's a gauge. And I think this is so helpful to us to be able to check our gauge on a daily basis, on a moment by moment basis, to connect with other people, your team, your spouse, your kids, and ask, hey, how's your gauge today? Are you full? Are we empty? This really helps give us an idea of where we are at spiritually. You can use this in other realms of your life as well. But as I was thinking and preparing for this episode today, I was thinking about how we often talk about moving forward and adding things to our plate. Oh, I want to do this and I desire to do this. And it's where the subtraction is necessary but does not take place that leads to our overwhelmness, our burnt outness, too many things being on us to not be effective at everything we do. I don't know about you, but I am multi-passionate. I have my hands in many pots. I'm a wife. I'm a mom. I run this ministry organization. I serve our church. I am doing my best as a daughter and checking in with my family outside of my core four. I also run a side agency as well. And so there's many things that I do, and I know I'm not alone in that. I know that there are busy moms and women that are plugged into so many things that listen to this podcast. So when we're adding things to our plate, when we're adding things to our calling and our assignment, it's often not talked about on what we need to quit, what we need to get rid of. A coach that I've had before, she introduces her coaching. The very first thing that she teaches is quitting. And where do we need to have a quit step? There are some things that we get so accustomed to in our life because it served us at one point or another that we just keep doing it out of habit when it's no longer serving where we're at in this timeline of our life, and it's okay. So this step right here takes full responsibility and awareness on where you're at right now in your life. I had a dear friend tell me one time that you cannot move new furniture into a space with the old furniture. If you do, think of all the space that's taken up. If you've ever lived in a small apartment, I remember having to scooch around our couch because it was so big in the space that we were living. And it's easier when that is removed to bring in the new. So just like you would if you went and bought a new couch, you'd get rid of the old couch. So what is there right now before we can add on to this newness, to adding routines and new habits that God's calling you to do in this space of your assignment? What is there that you can remove? What is there that's no longer serving you in this season that you can set down, cancel, no longer do? So today, in checking the gauge, that is a very vital piece in being aware in your walk of what to quit. So in your gauge, when you're checking it, if there's too much going on, if you're half or quarter and there's things that are going on in your life that are no longer filling you up, it's actually overwhelming you or not serving you in any way, that's a good indicator that this needs to be removed. And sometimes when we remove those things, that gauge will go up because we are actually allowing space. God wants us to make room. There's a beautiful song called Make Room. So where in your life can you make room? When I was studying and getting ready to share on this topic, this is a really key piece of where God's guiding me in speaking opportunities, is checking our heart, which checking the gauge. When you go to church, when you go away for the weekend, when you go to a women's conference or a retreat, it's really important to prepare our hearts and prepare our gauges to be filled. But we have to recognize where our heart is before it can be filled. Just like going to get gas at a gas station, I guarantee that you never pull up to a pump when you are completely full. You don't go from one gas station across the road to the next gas station when your tank is completely full, right? I'm not saying that we shouldn't be filling our spiritual tank all the time, even when we're full. Just giving you guys a visual of what it looks like when you are filling, and it's not serving, right? So we don't want to show up with just obedience. God gave me this word that says our obedience gets mistaken for our heart. Now, if this is you, if you are a doer, 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 and you are a server, 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 sometimes your obedience can get mistaken for your heart posture and your love for the Lord. We can get caught up in this mindset of the more I do shows how much I love, when it's reversed. The more He does in me, through me, is my love. And this is the what's not seen. I feel like this is a very key part in the walk as a Christian, is what God, our relationship, what other people see on the outside is just a small glimpse of what's actually going on, what's not seen. I can't explain the amount of times that I'm in my prayer closet or sitting down in the Word or taking a praise walk, that deepens my relationship with the Lord. But you guys don't see that, and you hear it right now, and that hits for a second, but it's the consistency and the deepening and the carving out of that being a requirement, meeting with Him daily, that is not seen by other people, but who it is seen by is myself and the Lord. So it's our heart. Any experience, any weekend, any retreat, any conference that you go to, any Sunday morning when you're at church, after it means nothing if your heart is not postured or positioned to receive what God has for you. So when studying and getting ready for this topic, I was brought to an article that talked all about Psalm 51. And this is where King David was just recognized for his bad behavior in sleeping with Bathsheba and his adultery. And the repentance of his heart. And this is a man in power. And in the Bible that I use, it's a leadership Bible by John C. Maxwell. And it does a beautiful job of breaking down the leader that's in the story. And this talks about how David is a man of power. And there's a point in here that I want to make, I feel like God wants me to say, is history teaches that the public usually forgives a leader who owns up to his mistakes. And that's what happens in Psalm 51, is King David owns up to his mistakes, and he is favored because of that and keeps that position. And we see in our lifetime that when leaders make mistakes here and they don't own up to it, they lose respect of the public. And when this is all about our heart posture in Psalm 51, if you read it, it shows and goes through different avenues that all talk about our heart posture. And those are the need, which is the cleansing of our heart. There's a spiritual need that your heart is longing to go through. That's the cleansing, the shedding of the world into the movement of God, which is the submissive part. That's the next one. So we have the need and then submissive. And this, in Psalm 51, you'll see the humbleness that overcomes David. And that's because he humbly submits to the Lord. Then it goes on to talk about the next steps of obedience, expectancy, and restoration. So what I really want to highlight here is, in your gauge check, in your heart posture, in the study that I was reading, it talked about calling ourselves forward by saying, I need to straighten up. Where in your life do you need to straighten up your heart? Where in the gauge do we need to really take awareness and get to the root so we can continue to fill up? So in this heart posture, in checking the need, how desperate are you for God to move in your heart and to shift it? I've heard pastors preach and say, God, search my heart and show me where. This has been a great tool for me in my marriage as well. When we're going through an argument, silly or serious, it helps me see, where is my heart rooted? Is it in the world and the longing to be right in the world way of we're married and we argue and it's superficial, or is it where I need to go in and see, wow, I'm actually not loving him like God would love him? How would Jesus respond in this situation with anyone? And when we allow ourselves the opportunity to dig and really check our heart, it then allows us the opportunity to navigate how to fill back up. So I'm going to ask you today, how's your heart? How's your gauge? When you wake up in the morning, are you full? At the end of the day, are you empty? And are you doing anything in between to fill up? Now, you could be asking, like, hey, Em, what do you mean by fill up? How do I fill up? Like, I'm doing worship, I am listening to podcasts, I'm doing all the things. Well, remember when we talked about obedience earlier? It's not the more that you do, it's the more that he does in you. So, where and how can you open up to the Lord using you as a vessel instead of you showing up and doing the work? God wants to live and thrive inside of you, not as a puppeteer. He actually wants to move through you, and that causes a reaction in your relationship with him. So, where is your heart today? Are you needing a cleanse? Are you in a submissive place of surrendering to the Lord? Are you being obedient and letting God move with the expectancy that he will use you for his good and glory? When we fuel ourselves, I like to think of it as filling up with the fruits of the Spirit. Where can we actively go and seek and grab the fruit, per se? Where can we find joy and peace and kindness and patience and self-control? Obviously, it's from within, but usually God uses circumstances and opportunities to show us to then fill us up. But what I would recommend is for you to sit in prayer with God and ask him, God, I want to be filled with your joy today. Open my eyes that I do not miss it. You guys, I get so clear with the Lord and say, smack me in my face with what you have for me today because I do not want to miss it. We live in a world that is so distracting. And when there's an enemy that's against everything that God has for you, he knows exactly what to bring in to distract you. It could look like family issues that pop up out of nowhere. Someone gets sick, right? Somewhat like little things that are innocent in your eyes, but can be a distraction from the enemy to throw you off course, to get that gauge lower than overflowing. There's nothing more that the enemy hates than us thriving off of Jesus. So, what can you do to fill that tank? Navigate and ask yourself, man, what brings joy to my relationship with Jesus? Is it quiet walks on the beach with him where I can hear him? Is it being a wife and a mom to your family and noticing that that's the gift that he's calling you to live in the moment? So, to wrap this up and to give you some takeaway steps from today, where in your life is there something that you need to quit or remove from your life that's no longer serving you? How's your gauge? You can use it like a gas gauge. Are you full? Are you half? Are you 3/4, 1/4? Are you empty? And where can God fill you up? How can He fill you up? What is happening in your life that maybe you're not even giving the time of day, but it is God moving? It is little things that He's sending to remind you that He is there and He is taking care of you. Keep glowing, my sister, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.